Hello, beautiful people. How are you feeling today? Are you feeling amazing? Are you feeling good? Or are you excited to learn something new? I am sure you are excited as always. Who am I? I am Tarun Makhija, a digital marketing consultant, corporate trainer, educator, and a keynote speaker with an experience of 7+ years in digital marketing, branding, and in business. Now it's time to dive into chapter 8, service automation. Let's go. What is customer service? Customer service refers to the assistance an organization offers to its customers before or after the product is bought or used or a service is bought or used. Customer service includes actions such as offering product suggestions, troubleshooting issues and complaints, or responding to general questions. Each customer service interaction is an opportunity to grow your business. Great customer service is a competitive differentiator that drives brand loyalty and recognition. Why is customer service important? In one word, in only one word, in only one word, retention in bold and caps. Yep, happier customers are more likely to continue doing business with you. This helps your bottom line. It is less expensive to keep current customers than to attract new ones. We've understood how customer retention is cheaper versus acquiring a new one. Customer service is also a differentiator that sets your brand apart from competitors that offer similar products or services. Service teams not only answer questions, they make each experience personalized to the customer. In fact, 80% of customers say that the experience a company provides is as important as its product or services. Why is customer service important? Meanwhile, frustrating customer experiences contribute to churn. 80% of shoppers will abandon a retailer after 3 bad experiences. Just an example. Why else is it important? Great customer service is important for your brand reputation too. After all, customers are quick to share negative experiences with the audiences online in one go. Let's take an example of Amazon's customer service case study. A customer's journey at Amazon begins right at their comfort. They are well aware of the fact that they are someone's priority here at this site called Amazon.com. So what is Amazon's growth strategy and how has Amazon been able to give its to its customers such a great cherished feeling? Throughout its existence, the customer experience strategy of Amazon has been pretty clear. It's quite obvious to consider from every business point of view. What Amazon wants to deliver to its customer, apart from their retail goods, is an experience of ease and comfort. And isn't that something that we all would love to have? Ease and comfort? That's exactly what it's delivering to its customers from today to every other day that it has existed previously. This is where they are thriving in only one thing, which is unbelievably exceptional customer service. The use of tech and human resources for catering to Amazon customer service strategy has set benchmarks for both modern and old businesses. The way Amazon measures customer experience has played a significant role in this successful path of theirs as well. The customer service experience strategy of Amazon understands the customers and the product they are selling. A great deal of other effortless ways showcase the Amazon customer-centric strategy too, like their mobile application. It has an easy interface with nearly zero complications for any layman. Consumer buying habits have been examined in detail by the Amazon along with critical customer touchpoints. This further helped in the creation of breakthrough business models, all the while maintaining an Amazon customer-centric strategy. How does Amazon measure customer experience? Redoing this slide, how does Amazon measure customer experience? Pre-sales in social media, content marketing, affiliate marketing, newsletters. During sales, the customer experience strategy of Amazon is focused to provide customers better each and every touch point. After sales, even after checking out with the order, Amazon customer service strategy tries to engage the customers by asking them to review the product that they bought straight away. And then regular updates on newer or related products as well. Pre-sales, during sales, after sales, and regular updates on new products further ahead. These are the ways that Amazon has been servicing their customers and doing a brilliant job so far. I'm sure you would agree because I am definitely going to agree. I'm hoping you got this. Yes, let's move ahead. The 7 pillars of great customer service. These are the 7 best practices which will help you harness the right technology, empower your team, and meet ever-changing customer expectations. Number 1, connect customer service to the broader organization. 76% of customers expect consistent interactions across departments. It doesn't matter whether customer is on the self-service channel or chatting with a sales rep. Customers want community, not redirects to a different team or having to repeat information. The key is to connect service to your customer relationship management system. This will give you a complete view of customers' interactions with your company. When a customer reaches out, the agent has all the relevant data on a single screen, demographics, order history, preferences, and more. So they know how to help, and they will know how to pull in from another department to help resolve the issue if need be. Exactly, this is how you can connect customer service to the broader organization. Number two, offer support on every channel. Today, the great customer service happens everywhere: email, social media, text, and of course, the phone. No matter the channel, the customers want fast, convenient, and high-quality support. Here are channels every service leader needs to scale for support: voice, mobile, social media, email, self-service channels, chatbots, and video. Number three, strike the perfect balance between quality and speed. 63% of agents say it's difficult to balance speed and quality. Omnichannel routing directs cases to the right agent and gives managers a bird's eye view of contact center activity. This ensures that agents are on the right cases based on their skills and availability. Another way to help agents meet expectations for fast support is through automation. Automated workflows guide agents through the steps to complete an action. You can repurpose these workflows or on your self-service channels to help customer complete a process on their own too. For example, you can walk a customer through the steps to initiate a return. As simple as that. So try and strike the perfect balance between quality and speed. Number four, train agents on soft and hard skills. Agents today must actively listen, exhibit empathy, showcase product knowledge, and deliver a personalized experience to every customer they speak to. All this while resolving cases quickly. As a result, 55% of agents say they need better training to do their jobs well. Have you ever felt that a customer service agent was rude to you? That is where the company has not trained them well. It's important to provide ongoing training to support agents in their more complex roles. Focus on development on both hard and soft skills, including interpersonal skills. At the end of the day, it's how you make people feel that matters the most. Teach agents the basis of communication, including listening, positive language, persuasion, empathy. Express the importance of putting yourself in the customer's shoes, because that is by far the most important thing, because you should understand where the customer is coming from and not just throw your whims and fancies. Product knowledge. Update all employees on new releases or updates, encouraging agents to study company protocols, products, and services. Provide opportunities to shadow and collaborate with experts to improve their product knowledge. Technical expertise. Ensure your technology is intuitive for agents. Train them on the latest features and functions. Ask agents for their feedback so that you can improve the experience for every employee. A service agent working remotely joins a video meeting to resolve a complex customer service case as a team. Number five, act as one team. Although agents often work on one-to-one with customers, they still need a sense of professional support and camaraderie. Maintain open lines of communication and collaboration. This is especially important with a remote workforce. Daily stand-ups are an easy way to keep everyone connected and united. Encourage collaboration to solve complex cases by adopting case swarming. This approach brings agents and skilled experts together to work through complex cases. Teams log the steps to solve the case for the next time it comes up. As a bonus, junior employees and new hires gain new skills they otherwise would not have been exposed to. Number six, turn your customer service into a revenue driver. Once the agent solves the issue at hand, they can take relationship further by upselling and cross-selling. AI can help. It analyzes the customer's data, such as past orders and likelihood to buy, to recommend relevant products to the customer or the services to the customer. Beyond adding incremental revenue, customer service can also support your business strategy. Agents clean customer insights and feedback every day. Consider inviting your service team to present customer feedback at company meetings. These insights can yield great product innovations or improvements as well. Number seven, the seventh one, is change up how you measure success. Handle time is an important metric, but it doesn't tell you the whole story. While it will be a very important metric at how much time did a person take to handle the entire query, but it's not telling you the whole story. Analyze a different range of metrics to better understand the customer and the relationship with the company as a whole. Here are some best practices to keep in mind based on the five important service metrics today. The most important ones. Number one, customer satisfaction. High customer satisfaction is still the holy grail for service teams. To gauge customer satisfaction, send out quick surveys to get a sense of how happy customers are following their interaction with your service team. Number two, revenue. Review your contact center analytics to determine if quality customer service is contributing to a higher number of transactions or greater sales per customer. Customer retention. Pay attention to what happens after customers disconnects. Has a frustrating customer service experience contributed to churn or not? Understand where are you dropping on retention or getting retention. Customer effort. Are you putting too much onus on the customer? Determine the ways to reduce customer effort. For example, you may create an easy to find knowledgeable article optimized for search to help customer resolve an issue faster. SLA performance. Compare your service level agreements against actual performance according to your contact center analytics. This will help you identify improvements to meet SLAs, because at the end of the day, you need to keep improving what you're doing and keep providing the best to your consumer. Customer service versus customer experience. What's the difference? Customer service is a subset of customer experience, which is a broader term that refers to the sum of all touch points that a customer has with the company, including sales, marketing, training, customer service, and more. Organizations often measure their customers' experience to assets. Organizations often measure their customers' experiences to assess the emotional, physical, and other connections customers have with the brand. Customer service or customer care plays an important role in the overall customer experience, helping or hurting an organization in its attempt to develop a positive connection with the customers. The business value of customer service. It is difficult to overstate importance of customer service for both B2B and B2C companies. The benefits of positive customer service experiences include creating brand advocates, happy customers tend to be loyal, repeat customers, keeping customers by providing exceptional customer service is usually much less expensive than trying to attract new customers. We've discussed this time and again. Increasing revenue. Better customer service can lead to customers to purchase more products and services, which leads to higher revenue for the company at the end of the day. Driving brand differentiation. Some companies stand out from the competitors, even if they offer equivalent products, by providing amazingly relevant and personalized customer service. There are also costs in not providing a quality customer service experience. One bad experience can disseminate trust, causing a loyal customer to leave you for the competition. It can just decimate the trust on you, and your customer is going to quickly leave you and go to the competition. Service automation. The term service automation can be defined as follows. Service automation is the application of computerized technologies to support service staff and management in the achievement of their work-related objectives. Service automation, in its very essence, is the delivery of a service, but in a completely automated manner. That means that you, as a user of the service, can decide when you want to use a specific service. It also means that you make all the arrangements to use that service through some sort of an app or a portal. It's a self-service solution. If the service is adequately designed, it means that you don't need to speak to anyone from the service provider. Customer service automation is a customer support process that reduces human intervention, human involvement in solving any customer-related queries. Businesses achieve automated customer service using self-servicing platforms, resources, proactive messaging, or stimulated chat conversation. It is simply automating the tedious tasks that your team might have to do in order to give the support to your customer, right, through chatbot, messaging services, data conversations, and so on and so forth. There are five major domains of service automation. Contact centers. These are the main basis of customer relationships. They address customer queries via email, telephone, instant messaging, SMS, or fax. They have databases and automatic call diversion systems, voice recording systems, and much more. The staff responds to emails and chats with customers regarding problems and their solutions as well. Call center automation is the process of enabling technology to automate repetitive daily tasks without human intervention. It helps call centers to automate time-consuming tasks and improve customer experience by handling calls more efficiently, increasing the first call resolution rates, average rate of answers, and other important call center metrics. Number two, call centers. They are a part of contact centers, which majorly handle inbound and outbound calls. They perform typically more generic duties, deal with people and calls which are outside the business, and at times can make outgoing calls as well. The staff needs to have excellent patience in reading and listening skills. Check these three examples of how call center automation may impact your customer service. Automation, verification, and identification process. Automating verification and identification process equals to minus 30 seconds. Intent recognition and optimized routing, minus 15 seconds. Backend integration for issue handling, around 20% of calls are handled autonomously. Beautiful, isn't it? How much time can you save? Just by three examples, there can be plenty more depending on your business and your industry. Number three, help desks. These are internal to the business. These are oriented towards supporting the business staff. Help desks generally provide diagnostic and troubleshooting help. Field service. The service engineers or technicians visit customers' workplace or home to install, repair, or maintain the products. They visit factories, workshops, warehouses, and offices to provide service. They also help the customers to specify the product, test, and demonstrate it after installation. Number five, web-based self-service. Some businesses offer solutions to the customer's problems on the web itself. The customers can buy products online, track installation online and service issues online, and conduct online diagnostics as well. Chatbots can initiate a conversation with clients, browsing an organization's website, and prompt the client with questions about their browsing history. After gathering some basic information, the chatbot can then escalate the interaction to a live agent if it meets the right criteria. This information then the bot gathers to provide context for what client is looking to accomplish, enabling an agent to enter the interaction with an upper hand. They know what the client is looking to do, so the call centers better serve the client. This can be the best case example of Zomato, Swiggy, or any such app which is into grocery delivery or food delivery. How to automate customer service? If you want to automate customer service, you'll have to want to implement customer service softwares. Automated customer service softwares can run 24/7 while completing time-consuming and redundant role responsibilities for reps. Rather than hiring employees to work late night shifts or requiring them to spend their time on tedious tasks such as contact data entry, CS automation technology such as chatbots and AI can help you manage incoming service requests during your company's off hours. Customer service automation tools lessen some of the pressure placed on your reps and allow them to focus on more important relationship building with your customer rather than just replying to people. Instead of having to spend time writing emails or creating tickets, reps can be troubleshooting for customers and finding solutions that will benefit them in the long run. Below are some examples of automated customer service systems: automated workflows, chatbots, interactive voice responses, email automation, self-service help centers, and frequently asked questions. These are the most basic examples is FAQs. Just have an FAQs on your website. It is going to do most of the jobs for your employees by answering all the frequently asked questions on a web page in your website. Traditionally, companies have helped customers fix issues with a team of customer service agents. These support agents managed service interactions through inbound phone calls, emails, and other channels. As the company grew, so did its need for more support staff. Unfortunately, hiring means added expenses for the company. As a result, customer service automation became a cost reduction measure to scale support without sacrificing quality. Throughout its 20 years, Zappos.com has made customer service as a priority, starting with its call center. As a part of the company's unique culture, all employees work on the customer service desk during their 4 weeks of new hire training and also help out during the busy holiday season. Even the CEO, Tony, does the same. Online retailer Zappos, by contrast, has 500 employees in a call center in Las Vegas who have all received 7 weeks of training on how to make customers happy. The company has been called insane and fanatical for the way it will do anything to please its customers. In 2011, Zappos sent flowers to a woman who ordered 6 different pairs of shoes because her feet were damaged by harsh medical treatments. Last March, a customer service rep physically went to a rival shoe store to get a specific pair of shoes for a woman staying at the Mandalay Bay Hotel in Vegas where Zappos ran out of stock. Same year, it overnighted a free pair of shoes to the best man who had arrived a wedding shoeless. Oh, and Zappos employees don't read from scripts. Zappos is a trailblazer. They don't follow conventional thinking when it comes to building a business. They don't hire like normal brands. They don't treat culture the same as most brands, and they go about delivering profits differently than most of the other companies. They've done a lot of revolutionary things that customers love and achieved the feat of outdoing Amazon in terms of being the most customer-centric online company. That's Zappos for you. Six amazing customer service automation strategies. Let's go from the first one on the top. Add live chat to allow immediate engagement. Live chats have a much higher engagement than you might expect. It's not only used for customer care, but also interacting with the customer and otherwise making them buy a product while your executive is not present on the desk or it's off working hours. The first objective here is to add live chat to your website and monitor the conversations. Get a feel for the topics and ways in which your team is responding to them. Second component is to live chat to offer an automated chatbot to handle inquiries outside of business hours. After you perfect the right responses, chatbots can function as standalone virtual agents on your website. It can be scary to entrust your entire customer experience in the hands of a bot, but a happy medium is to implement live chat software. See how your team handles live questions from visitors, and once you get your feet wet, then you can look towards a scripted approach towards responding to chat queries. So add live chat, ask somebody to respond to them. Then if you've developed a number of questions that can be answered in a script, answer them in a script and then pass it on to the live chat later on. Number two, update announcements on your phone system. When you're aware of an issue impacting customers, which medium is the best to tell them? The medium has to be phone. Look no further than your company's phone system. It's the most often the first path customers take to get immediate help. It's easy to provide notifications for incoming calls, support calls, and so on and so forth. While this might seem obvious, but many businesses overlook this matter of contact. When customers call, they'll appreciate that you are actively working on their problem. They definitely will, because they want to be heard and their problems need to be solved. A proactive notification on a phone system can do wonders for your customer experience. The proactive notification, as simple as we are working on a problem, allow us 24 hours to resolve the same. Number three, encourage self-service with a useful knowledge base. Why do customers skip self-service methods for customer service? They have lost trust in your support articles that are outdated and unreliable. It's a huge opportunity to surprise them with engaging support articles. Audit your support content regularly for accuracy, readability, and findability. Performing frequent quality checks, quality assurance audits will flag articles in need of revisions. A web accessibility service like SiteImprove or Monsido can monitor your site for areas to improve on. Include videos for greater interactiveness and have your support team review the content often for accuracy. Make use of temporary responses. When the volume of customers' requests starts to pile up and go up and up and up, it can become very overwhelming. Offering editable responses can be advantageous to your team to save time and increase individual care to customers. Customer service managers can craft informative answers to the most frequently asked questions. Support agents can then use those templates in their replies to customers with a modest amount of personalization. By creating pre-built responses for top call drivers, you can equip your team to support customers via email, chat, social media, and phone. Integrate your customer service automation into your CRM. Most CRM softwares have to have customer service tools to operate independently from other business applications. On top of that, they primarily respond to inbound customer service inquiries as well. CRM softwares now offers integrations that can trigger automated sequences along the customer journey. If a user hasn't signed in after a month, it's worth checking in with them via email. If they haven't signed in after 2 months, you could arrange an outbound phone call to discover why they did not sign up in the first place. CRM softwares are going to offer that integration to you and trigger these automated sequences without you having to think about it yourself. Intelligent customer service automation, rather than wait for a chargeback 9 months later, you could salvage the relationship by proactively reaching out, and while you're at it, determine if there are any additional contacts to add to their account. It just could be a lost password. The monumental shift here is to view customer service as a vital to maximizing customer lifetime value versus a cost center. Tying in your CRM with customer service tools is necessary to achieve that goal. Number six, survey customers after every interaction. Every interaction, take a feedback. You cannot improve what you don't measure, which is why you should incorporate real-time customer feedback metrics into your customer service strategy. If there is a broken experience or a customer service process, people will let you know. Take it further with automated surveys. You can trigger an escalation based on how a customer responds. If they left a one-star rating and angry comments, schedule a call from your customer service team and the manager himself or herself. This customer service outreach reduces churn and yields valuable insights for improvement and customer loyalty as well. Pros and cons of service automation. Pros, number one, reduces customer service costs. We can't talk about customer service automation without considering the price. It costs a fraction of a live representative to engage with customers. According to McKinsey, businesses that use technology like automation to revamp their customer experience can save up to 40% on service costs. Companies can reduce the need for new hires as they scale up. The cost savings are beyond labor as you minimize your office footprint and increase your customer lifetime value simultaneously. Number two, it enhances human interactions at key touch points. In many businesses, the customer experience exists in context to the customer journey. For example, consider a real estate agent helping a client buy their first house. There are many milestones and uncertainties before they get their keys. Smart agent anticipates their client's needs to provide relevant information at the transaction's important stages. This well-timed delivery lowers anxiety and increases confidence in the agent. Anticipating customer needs before they arise is an example of excellent customer service. Your employees can focus on complex and challenging tasks. When they reach customers, they can show greater empathy and solve problems with increased mental capacity. People want you to know what they're expecting beforehand. Alright, number three, improves efficiencies and speed to value. Customers gain value from automation with shorter response time. Diverting customers from calling your business allows agents to solve more complicated problems. Instead of pressurizing human agents to achieve a short call time, they can focus on outcomes. Imagine being billed to resolve issues for the first time rather than bouncing customers around multiple people. This approach means happier customers and fewer complaints. If a support team adopts customer service metrics like first contact resolution, FCR, or average handle time, AHT, automation could help them hit their goals. Number four, encourages support team collaboration. Automated customer service tools can help you increase team collaboration and eliminate any kind of confusion about who owns a specific support ticket. Help desks equipped with automation can improve workflows for resolving customer complaints, which prevent wasteful steps. For instance, to avoid a ticket from failing through the cracks, automation can flag a ticket for review if it doesn't change after a week. It can give you reminders when humans might forget. Some help desks include internal wiki functionality to share insights between agents. Such help center softwares can dynamically suggest articles from its knowledge base. By doing so, it can track and improve resolution rates as well. Number five, allows 24/7 support. Humans can only work so many hours throughout their day. On the other hand, a chatbot, an automated customer service, provides 24/7 customer support without interruption. For example, a chatbot allows for online assistance without any human interaction for certain workflows. Chatbots can notify on-call staff regarding a service interruption. This type of always-on service extends beyond customer support. Your prospects need help always, in most of the cases. Intelligent chatbots can collect contact information from leads without filling out any form. And they can escalate the lead to a sales agent so that they can call them the next day. Establishing a uniform tone and voice. Automation allows your team to provide a customer experience that is on brand for your company. For instance, if your brand uses a certain phrase, you can program a chatbot or auto attendant to stay on board. Your team can set up on-hold music and messages in your business phone system to align with your brand. Number seven, centralizing all the information. Using a CRM platform makes it possible to centralize all your customer information, including contact information, transaction history, self-service interactions, viewed content, and so much more in one place. Integrating your CRM with automated customer service systems, like a virtual phone system, provides a more holistic view of customers. Support agents can access real-time customer data ahead of incoming calls, emails, or web chats. In seconds, your customer service team can view this information. They can deliver a top-notch customer experience without navigating a myriad of tools, tabs, or spreadsheets. Minimizes human errors. No one likes getting bounced around from one support agent to another. Regardless of how friendly the support team is, you owe it to your customers to resolve their inquiries as fast as efficiently as possible. Automation is one of the best ways to reduce human error and improve service speed. People tend to rely too much on instinct and intuition. Live agents do their best but tend to develop a muscle memory for customer inquiries. Individual interactions may not be representative of the entire customer base, but it surely is going to help you minimize your human errors. Number nine, supports customer feedback campaigns. Customer service automation can collect feedback along the entire customer journey. Go beyond whether a customer endorses your brand and discover why they love your company. Brand metrics like Net Promoter Score and customer service satisfaction are valuable, but there's a better way to use them. Consider tracking which customer channels result in more satisfied customers. Number 10, aligns with preferences of modern customers. While the phone remains one of the most widely used customer service channels across generations, that trend is gradually evolving. Northridge Group reports that younger generations embrace communication channels outside placing a phone call to receive support. They don't want to interact with people on calls. As digital natives, millennials and Gen Zs are increasingly comfortable solving problems by themselves. They are familiar with knowledge, online knowledge bases, FAQs, virtual assistants, web chat, and social messaging as well. If you don't offer automated customer service, you're limited in this level of service you can provide to savvy customers, the tech-savvy ones. What are the cons? Number one, it lacks human touch. The absence of a personality and emotions are significant limitations. AI systems tend to feel robotic no matter how well we dress them up. For example, chatbots lack the required empathy to de-escalate frustrated customers. Automated systems can direct customers to specific solutions. Less sophisticated ones point customers to irrelevant articles and creates a confusing experience. This scenario can harm a brand's trust and lead to escalations. Number two, unable to solve complex issues. At some point, AI will evolve to the point where it can solve most business problems and customer issues. We are not there yet. Many AI-based customer service platforms address simple customer concerns such as queries about billing dates and how do I questions. For more complicated issues that require human intuition, bots are currently unable to meet this demand. When customers express frustration or use sarcasm, can an automated customer service platform respond appropriately? Maybe, maybe not. We're almost there. At a recent NPR Intelligence Squared debate, IBM Project Debater challenged the top debater in real time, adapting to counter arguments dynamically. Number three, threatens customer service jobs. Customer service agents and supervisors might view the automated customer service systems as a threat. Companies are likely to shift their budgets beyond one-to-one contact. Reps will need to become less reliant on scripts and provide more personalized support. This presents an excellent opportunity for customer service agents to elevate their business value. They can serve customers across multiple channels and do something in a personable manner. Customer service automation can make way for proactive customer care. Number four, needs significant resources to deploy customer service AI. Most current AI solutions aren't as robust as they claim. Therefore, customer service leaders will need to invest substantial technical resources into its design. Even beyond the design, execution is what counts. Will it meet customer demands? The bar is high and the skills required are expensive. To augment this, you should look forward to a solution that offers the ability to scale. For chatbots, ensure that conversational capabilities have high standards. Provide ways for rapid escalation to a live rep rather than leaving customer in a limbo. Robotic conversations will frustrate anyone if they are at a dead end. Even me, even you, right? Think about it. Number five, increases reliance on technology. With the rise of automated customer service tools, it can detract from the focus on customers. Instead of delighting customers, companies engineer a bot to emulate human interactions. A dependency on AI may result in a weaker bond with customers. Have you established customer service best practices with your team that endures regardless of your tool set? If yes, amazing. If not, do it. A tactful way to address this is to be clear about your intentions. Use the data gleaned from the chatbots to improve your customer service skills. Wow your customers in every customer service installation. Because you need to wow your customers in every customer service interaction. That's what they're looking for, the wow factor. Software applications for service. The table clusters these functionalities according to where they are mainly used. In the engagement, call center, by field technicians, by service managers, or by customers themselves. So if you look at the diagram closely, engagement or call center, field technician, service managers, customers, inbound comm management, activity management, contact management, kiosk, voice biometrics, scheduling, service level management, self-checkout, predictive dialing, so on and so forth. And you can go through the entire table at ease at the moment. Just take about a minute to go through the table and see the different functionalities according to where they are majorly used, what is happening in which specific engagement or call center or service managers or by customers themselves. Thank you so much.